The North Atlantic, 1872. A merchant brigantine drifts aimlessly through calm waters, her sails partially set and her cargo intact. There is no sign of violence, no immediate reason for alarm, yet the Mary Celeste is utterly silent. What should have been a routine voyage turned into one of the most perplexing maritime mysteries in history. This is the story of the Mary Celeste, a tale of unanswered questions, where fact and fiction blend into a captivating enigma that has intrigued historians, sailors, and storytellers for over a century. When the Mary Celeste was discovered adrift in the Atlantic Ocean in December 1872, she was in near-perfect condition. Her provisions were ample, her cargo a shipment of denatured alcohol, remained untouched, and the vessel showed no signs of struggle or foul play. Yet, her crew of 10, including Captain Benjamin Briggs, his wife, and their young daughter, had vanished without a trace. The lifeboat was missing, and the captain's logbook ended abruptly days before the ship was found. The sea itself seemed to hold its breath, offering no clues about what had transpired aboard this fateful voyage. Speculation about the fate of the Mary Celeste has fueled countless theories over the years. From pirate attacks to mutiny, from natural disasters like waterspouts to more fantastical suggestions such as sea monsters or alien abductions, the mystery invites endless imagination. However, no theory has definitively explained the eerie abandonment. What remains is a haunting reminder of the ocean's boundless mysteries, a silent, drifting ship that continues to capture the curiosity and wonder of anyone who dares to peer into her enigmatic past. Today, we explore the discovery of the ghost ship, the swirling theories that attempt to decode its mystery, and the enduring legacy it left behind. Discovery. The Mary Celeste set sail from New York City on November 7, 1872, bound for Genoa, Italy, carrying a cargo of 1,701 barrels of denatured alcohol. On board were Captain Benjamin Briggs, his wife Sarah, their 2-year-old daughter Sophia, and a crew of 7 experienced sailors. This was a vessel led by a seasoned captain, supported by a capable crew, and yet, just a month later, the ship was found eerily adrift. On December 5, 1872, the British ship De Gracia spotted the Mary Celeste around 400 miles east of the Azores. When Captain Morehouse and his crew boarded her, they discovered something that would haunt maritime lore forever. The ship was seaworthy, her cargo almost entirely intact, and her provisions sufficient for 6 months. However, there was not a single soul on board. The lifeboat was missing, as were some navigational instruments and ship documents, but beyond that, there was no trace of the crew or signs of foul play. The mystery left the De Gracia crew puzzled. The ship's logbook ended on November 25th without hinting at any dire situation. There were no bloodstains, no struggle, no damage to suggest a catastrophic event. It was an image frozen in time, but one that told no clear story. What could have driven the Mary Celeste's crew to abandon a perfectly seaworthy vessel in the middle of the Atlantic? Theories abound, ranging from the implausible to the fascinating. Some speculate a sudden panic caused by the cargo, 1,701 barrels of alcohol leaking dangerous fumes that may have led the crew to temporarily evacuate, only to meet a tragic fate. Others point to natural disasters, such as a waterspout or rogue wave, which could have prompted an emergency escape. Yet these theories fail to explain the eerie calm and lack of evidence on board, leaving only more questions than answers. For over a century, the mystery of the Mary Celeste has captured the imagination of historians, writers, and explorers. It serves as a powerful reminder of the vast, untamed seas and the secrets they hold. The intrigue lies not just in what happened to the crew, but in how the incident challenges our understanding of human decision-making under duress. The ship, found adrift yet intact, is both a ghostly enigma and a symbol of the ocean's enduring power to keep its mysteries hidden. Theories. Over the years, countless theories have emerged to explain the Mary Celeste's abandoned state. Some were rooted in scientific reasoning, while others ventured into realms of fear and the supernatural. One of the most plausible explanations is based on the ship's cargo of alcohol. Some experts speculate that a buildup of fumes from the barrels could have led the crew to fear an imminent explosion. Panicked, they may have abandoned ship temporarily, only for the lifeboat to drift away, leaving them stranded at sea. Another theory considers the possibility of a waterspout or sudden freak weather event. Such phenomena could explain a quick evacuation, though it does not account for why the crew might not have returned if the ship remained intact. Piracy, mutiny, or criminal foul play are theories that often surface in maritime tales, but these scenarios seem unlikely given the lack of any physical evidence of violence or theft. The Mary Celeste's cargo was untouched, and her valuables remained on board. Some have even ventured into superstition, claiming that the ship was cursed or victimized by supernatural forces. The Atlantic Ocean holds no shortage of legends, from ghostly apparitions to whispers of the Bermuda Triangle, though such theories offer little to the critical thinker. Mystics have wondered whether phenomena like aliens or interdimensional portals could be the answer, while some storytellers attribute the disappearance to sea monsters, feeding into the darker myths surrounding the vast and mysterious ocean. Yet beyond the realm of superstition and fantasy lies the undeniable fact that the ocean itself is a powerful and unpredictable force. Its depths hold both beauty and danger, with currents, storms, and sheer vastness that can humble even the most advanced advancements in technology. Ships and crews have disappeared throughout history, not because of curses or creatures, but because the sea demands respect and understanding, a reminder of humanity's limitations when faced with nature's grandeur. It is in these mysteries that we are called not only to search for answers, but to marvel at the unknown. Despite such challenges, the ocean continues to ignite our spirit of exploration and discovery. Its boundless horizon is a symbol of potential, urging us to push past fear and explore the unfamiliar. Each mystery, whether solved or unsolved, becomes part of a larger narrative, a testament to human curiosity and resilience. The stories whispered by the waves aren't just tales of loss or danger, but of bravery, unity, and the enduring quest to unlock the secrets of the deep. Each theory adds another layer to the intricate mystery, yet none provide a definitive resolution. Aftermath. After the Mary Celeste was recovered, she was sailed to Gibraltar for investigation. A lengthy inquiry into her condition provided no clear answer to the fate of the crew. The court filings described the case as thoroughly bewildering. The ship herself went on to continue her voyages under different captains, though she was marred by a reputation that echoed her ghostly ordeal. For decades, the tale of the Mary Celeste has inspired writers, filmmakers, and maritime historians. Arthur Conan Doyle, author of the Sherlock Holmes series, added a layer of fiction to the story that immortalized the ship in popular culture. Documentaries and speculative novels continue to emerge, exploring the enduring questions of what might have happened on the fateful voyage. The Mary Celeste's story is more than just a maritime mystery. It is a symbol of the human fascination with the unknown. The unanswered questions surrounding her fate ignite our imaginations, encouraging us to explore the boundaries of possibility and engage in critical thinking. She serves as a reminder that some stories resist resolution, yet they can still teach us about resilience, the human spirit, and our enduring curiosity about the world around us. To stand as a lasting figure in maritime lore, the Mary Celeste captivates not only because of the mystery, but also because she embodies a deeper universal theme: the fragility of human endeavors against the vastness of nature. The oceans, while stunningly beautiful, often remind us of our limitations and the inherent risks of exploration. The ship and her ghostly legend continue to provoke thought about the courage it takes to set sail into uncharted waters, both literally and figuratively, and the perseverance required to face challenges along the way. Ultimately, the Mary Celeste represents more than just a ship lost to time. She is a vessel of inspiration, urging people to ask questions, seek answers, and accept that not everything can be fully known. Her legend fuels creativity, inspiring generations to write, research, and imagine. The Mary Celeste echoes through history as a testament to humanity's capacity for wonder, and her story reminds us that some mysteries are best left as they are, a spark to ignite endless possibilities, a haunting legacy. To this day, the mystery of the Mary Celeste continues to haunt the maritime world. Theories abound, but none manage to fully uncover the truth of what happened to her crew. This ghostly ship serves as a chilling reminder of the unpredictable nature of the ocean and the limits of human understanding. The Mary Celeste is not merely a story of tragedy or intrigue, but a tale that urges us to confront the unknown. It compels us to wonder, to question, and to acknowledge that even in our endless pursuit of knowledge, some mysteries may remain just beyond our grasp. The mystery of the Mary Celeste encourages us to reflect on our own journeys through the uncertainties of life. Just as the ship sailed aimlessly across the Atlantic, we too face moments where the path forward seems unclear, shrouded in doubt and unanswered questions. Yet, it is in these very moments that we are reminded of our resilience and our capacity to move forward, trusting in our ability to adapt and persevere despite the unknowns. Stories like this serve as powerful symbols of humanity's unyielding curiosity and determination. They inspire us to seek truth, to venture into uncharted territories of knowledge, and to accept that not all answers will come easily. And perhaps that is the beauty of the unknown. It invites us to dream, to imagine possibilities, and to find wonder in the vast mysteries of existence. The tale of the Mary Celeste reminds us that even amid uncertainty, there is strength in continuing the voyage. And so the Mary Celeste sails on in our imaginations, an enduring symbol of the sea's unfathomable depths and a ghost ship in the annals of history.